In the first reading in the book of Exodus, we see here God's providential care to the people. We understand, we see here that God is indeed provident because the Israelites just came out from Egypt, from slavery, and they were grumbling before God. They were complaining because they were dreaming, they missed the food that they had, that they used to have in Egypt. They were slaves in Egypt, but they did not lack food. They had plenty of food. Now they miss this food in the desert. So they start complaining. And God heard their complaints. And God gave them food. So it is telling us that we can complain before God. We can grumble before God. And God will give us the things that we really need. Now, in the gospel, in the first reading, it is about manna. We understand it to be manna coming from heaven, the food that God gave the Israelites in the desert. But the miracle there is not about manna, actually, because manna is food that is really present in the desert. It is just that the Israelites, they didn't know about this. That is why they said, what is this? And the miracle there was the opening of their minds and eyes that this thing that grows in the desert is food. Now, what is important in the book of Exodus, in this part, in this first reading? Well, God told Moses, I will now rain down bread from heaven for you. But it did not actually rain because this food, manna, is in the plants. Okay? It is in the plants. Now, God said, each day the people are to go out and gather their daily portion. Thus will I test them to see whether they follow my instructions or not. Now, this is the most important part of the reading, the following of the instructions. It is not just about the food that they received, but how they are going to follow the instructions of Jesus. Because manna, if you, like, they were told to gather only a daily portion. Okay? Now, if you get to be selfish and you get to hoard for a day or two of supply, it won't do. Why? Because manna, you store it overnight, it spoils. That's why God said, you only gather your daily portion. Do not gather for 2 days. And if it comes to the Sabbath, they were told, it's not in the reading, they were told to boil and bake it so that they won't have to work the following day and they still have their manna. Now, God said, I will test them if they will follow my instructions. Because it is not so much of the food given to them, but how they trust God. Or in our case, how we trust God in providing for our daily bread. Now, instructions. Very important for God. Very important for Moses. Important also for the people to follow. Now we go to move forward, fast forward to the gospel. Now, in the gospel, there is also food. But this time, this happened, the gospel just happened right after the feeding of the 5,000. So because they were fed, people were looking for Jesus. That is why Jesus said to them, when they found Jesus, when did you get here? And then Jesus answered them, no, you're looking for me, not because of the signs. You did not see the sign, but you're looking for me because you ate the loaves and were filled. Now, it is telling us that the miracles of Jesus, it is not so much for the sake of the miracle, like, for example, if he healed a person, it is not so much about that. And now he just fed 5,000. It is not so much about the feeding of the 5,000, but the sign. The sign, what it meant when you are being fed. What it meant when Jesus healed. What it meant when Jesus raised someone from the dead. That is why when they were looking for Jesus, yes, because they were thinking that they could have more bread so that they won't work anymore. Now, when God gives us something, it does not foster laziness. It will just give us opportunities. So Jesus tells us, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Now, with this, we also ask ourselves, why do we follow Jesus? Why do we go to church? Why do we pray? Why do I want to become a Catholic? Is it because we want to be filled with food? In the same way, do we go to church because perhaps God will have pity on me and will give me a raise? Or perhaps God will give me a longer life, a healthy body? Or God will give me, more happiness and all these worldly things? Now, if that is the reason why we go to church, now if that is the reason why we want to follow Jesus, then it only means that we also have missed the point. We are missing the point. We are missing the signs. Okay? Food is important. Okay, we cannot deny that. Money is important also. We cannot deny that. But it is not only food that we hunger for. We hunger for justice. We hunger for equality. We hunger for freedom. We hunger for acceptance. We hunger for love. We hunger for friendship. We hunger for a lot of things, not material. Now, who would provide us this? Because we know that no matter how much money we have in the world, we cannot have all these things. That is why we see, we watch, we get to listen to, we get to read news about rich people committing suicide. You have Kate Spade, you have Robin Williams, you have Bourdain. So people say, why would he commit suicide? They are rich, they are powerful, they are famous. That is what we want. Wealth, power, and popularity. But then again, they committed suicide. So it means that they were wanting for something. Well, we do not know that. Obviously, they were depressed. But their money could not buy that particular thing they were hungry for. And now Jesus is telling us, okay? Jesus is telling us that I am the true bread. Because we know that bread can satisfy. Because bread is equivalent to food. Food will satisfy us. But then again, Jesus is telling us, you need something more than food. And what you need is not the physical bread, but bread, the true bread from heaven, which is me. You partake of me. And now, Jesus was asked, how can we accomplish the works of God? And Jesus answered, this is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent. Who sent? Who was sending? God. Who was sent? Jesus. That we believe in Jesus. But now, it is not just about believing about Jesus, because Jesus is true. Jesus has existed. Jesus is an historical person. Even the atheists would believe that Jesus has existed. But what does Jesus mean to believe in the one he sent? In the same way, if we go back to the book of Exodus, when God said, to see whether they follow my instructions or not. And that is trusting in God. Trusting in God that God will provide for everything that we truly need. The basic things that we truly need. Now, if we believe in the one whom God has sent, it means trusting our lives to God. When we trust, we depend, and we just trust that everything will be taken care of because I give my life to you. And now that is taking on the life of Jesus, partaking of the Word of God, partaking of Jesus. And we are not even talking about the Eucharist. We are just talking about the Word of God. And now, that's why, if we Catholics, Christians, would put on the life of Christ, then there is another challenge for us there. And it is in the second reading, wherein Paul, to the Ephesians, they were just converted and they were baptized. And now, Paul was saying, now that you are all Christians, you must no longer live as the Gentiles do. So it means for us that we must no longer live the lives that we used to live, put away the old self of your former way of life. What is this former way of life? A life corrupted through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on the new self, created in God's way in righteousness and holiness of truth. So that is the reason why we follow Jesus. That is the reason why we partake of the life of Jesus. It is not just about the bread, but it is about life. So we unite our lives. We unite it to Jesus. And when we unite it to Jesus, it means also that we follow the instructions and to believe in him, because he was the one sent by God. And by doing so, we become a new creation, a new way of life for us. And that is embracing all the teachings of Jesus and becoming a newborn man, precisely born again Christian. That is what is meant by being a born again. We are renewed. We have a new way of life. So we ask God for this grace to be open, that our hearts be opened, and accept Jesus for what he is, about the signs, about the kingdom of God, and about the teachings that would help us to really fulfill the desires of our hearts.